You know, we get a lot of emails at our website, morefairgame.org. Questions, comments, tons of requests for signed photos of other public radio personalities, which is actually, honestly, it's insulting. I mean, there's only so many times I can forge Carl Castle's signature. One recent email, however, really stood out. It was from a teenage listener in Dallas, Texas, who wanted to know what he should major in to be a writer for Fair Game. In a word, nap time. Ali Charania is on the phone with me now. Hello, Ali.
Hey, Faith.
So I'm talking to you during the school day, right?
Mm-hmm.
What class am I making you miss?
I'm actually in, like, my lab prep management class.
Lab prep management. What does that even mean?
I'm basically, like, teacher's aide, so, like, I hook them up with beakers and microscopes and stuff whenever they need it.
Now, why would you possibly want to major in what it takes to be a Fair Game writer? What appeals to you about writing on our show?
I think Fair Game is one of those shows that, at the end of the hour, I feel enriched and knowledgeable, and I didn't feel as if I wasted an hour, you know?
Oh, my God, you're hired. Skip college. You just said all, you just said all the magic words. You just read our promotional copy for us. All right, Ali, have you written into any other public radio shows? I mean, are you trying to find out, you know, what the Prairie Home Companion curriculum is?
No, I mean, it's basically Fair Game, but we'll see how it goes.
None other shows. You didn't even want to work on This American Life. What if Ira Glass called you and offered you a job?
I'd be down with that, but I'd have to ask you guys first. I mean, you know how there's, like, your dream schools when you're applying for colleges?
Sure.
Fair Game's like your dream radio station.
So what, Fresh Air is like your safety?
No, that's Studio 360.
Well, we have connections over there, so. Well, Ali, your question interested me. So we went around the office today to find out what the real Fair Game staff studied in school. Let's listen.
I was an English major.
English?
English literature.
With a minor in physics.
The history and literature of modern France and England, 1789 to the present.
Political science.
Human biology.
Creative writing.
Art.
Photography.
I had a second major in marketing.
Economics and accounting.
The marketing degree I really haven't done anything with.
It didn't help me at all. No, the thing that did help me was when I actually studied music.
I majored in music composition.
I think it's who you know. That's how I got into it.
You have to be willing to put up with low pay and
cultivate a love of mice.
I just got kind of lucky.
You could call it sheer luck.
Luck and accidents.
I'm blackmailing Faith Staley.
That's true. That'll get you far, blackmailing me. What do you think he has on me, Ali?
Good question. Probably, I have no clue.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, though. In my experience, I don't think your major or your concentration is really that important. Because I majored in history and literature of France and England, and, you know, like, the Dreyfus Affair and Virginia Woolf don't really come up that often in job interviews. I think you should major in what you love. What do you love to do, to think about?
I just love finding stuff. I mean, currently I'm in this huge reading mode, and right now I'm reading Writers on Writing, the essays for the New York Times thing, and that's cool.
That's why I think you shouldn't have a predetermined major, because if you're curious about everything, then you don't limit yourself.
Oh, I got another question.
Yes.
How do you guys handle subjects like calculus and physics and biology? And, like, how do you keep really boring subjects interesting?
That was, like, 35 years ago. Do you know how old I am, young man?
I don't.
I'm not going to ask you to guess. That's, remember the guy who said he blackmailed me to get on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows my real age.
Ooh.
Ali, good luck with everything. Keep us posted on where you end up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Faith.
Bye.
I was originally an intern. I had a blog.
I submitted a writing packet. Now I come here every day. Even on the weekends when there's nobody here. If you were here, you'd see me here. Showering, and I'm transient. It's very sad. We really shouldn't be making fun of the homeless.